Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. This week, we're headed to Helen Ray's, which Jonathan Gold says is the place to go for Nashville-style hot chicken in L.A.
There's a Nashville tradition started in a place called Prince's about 50 years ago of hot chicken. And the legend is that some relative of the current owner had a girlfriend who was tired of his messing around, so she made him a batch of fried chicken with enough cayenne pepper in it to essentially kill or stun.
But he liked it.
He liked it a lot.
A backfire to emotional hostagery, but benefit for us.
Whereas the chicken follows a lot of the principles of really good fried chicken, the extreme heat is the point of it. And if you get it at the level which they call howling hot, it becomes a decision that will take over your next 2 days.
So we're not allowed to have it, like, not quite howling hot?
Oh, sure you can. I mean, there's all kinds of levels, and I don't think I will ever order it howling hot again. But you should probably have at least one piece that way to see what they do. You know, medium is extremely hot. Mild is as hot as, say, other decent hot chicken places will have it. And then they have, they call it country style or something, but it has no heat in it at all. Anyway, we're here with the howling hot chicken. You get it, and it's straight out of the fryer when you get it. You burn your fingers when you're trying to tear it in half. The seasoning, which is this vivid scarlet, will work its way under your fingernails and all over your hands. You put it in your mouth. You try to get as much of the crunchy part as you can, and it's just a good piece of chicken, you know, that's salt and it's crunch and it's garlic, and there's sort of that musky, musty dried pepper taste, and it's not as bad as you think it is. 2 seconds later, it takes over, and it's like you've been punched in the face. It's like Oscar De La Hoya there has just punched you.
It's funny, the last time I was at the Far East Plaza, I was there to eat Chego.
Yeah.
And so I was just watching everybody else mop their faces with copious amounts of napkins.
Well, here's the thing. You've got this stuff under your fingernails, and so the sweat just erupts from your body, but especially from your face and your head. And so it's a hot day, and you're outside, and you unconsciously use the back of your hand to wipe the sweat off. And then you realize you've got a situation there, too, because it feels as if you've been lying on the beach for 3 hours without sunscreen.
I noticed when I was watching people eat this that the sandwich looked mighty good, too.
The sandwich is really good. You can get the sandwich that hot, too, if you like. It is, I don't know, it's a chicken sandwich. There's a bun, sort of like a soft bun. There's lettuce. There's something called comeback sauce, which is big in Mississippi, which is basically somewhere between Thousand Island dressing and remoulade. And there's a giant slab of chicken, like almost a whole breast. You can also get that howling hot if you like.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Helen Ray's in Far East Plaza in Chinatown. Text the words good food to 69866 and you'll get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.